Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Welcome to the Big Biz Show.
I'm your number one fan, man. Woo!
Featuring insight and analysis that's second to most.
You don't impress me.
With Rusty Nails.
Boogily boogily doo.
And Sully something.
You think he's a real man while you're being tucked in.
Taking a professional look at the markets and investing and stuff through bloodshot eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's just gibberish.
Now, here's Russ and Sully.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Live from the Top Television Studio, sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Welcome to our radio audience. We've been talking to the TV audience for a little bit, and there's Rusty Nails. Russ, how are you today? Great to see you.
Again, welcome our radio audience. Those of you in your car, you just drove under a bridge, and you're back out from under the bridge. Good to talk to you.
That was perfect. That's because you're an, we're on KABA FM in Alaska.
Yeah,
okay. So you don't lose signal when you're on FM.
Right.
So those people in Alaska, and I'm getting a lot of email from people in Hawaii on both shows.
That's because the antenna goes in the ground as much as it goes up or something
is
like that.
Is that the deal?
Something
on frequency modulated?
Yeah.
Versus amplitude modulated.
Ooh, look at you, Mr. Radio.
Yeah, Mr. Radio. That's what they call me, Mr. Radio. Great to have you today. Stocks trading pretty low today. I can't tell. Well, it certainly wasn't because of oil, because oil rallied a full 22 cents today. But Dow Jones down 135 points, 17,603. S&P and the Nasdaq both lost a percentage today. And gold rallies. Gold, who's a crappy inflation hedge. People still buy that. I don't understand.
I'm loving gold.
I like gold, but not as an inflation hedge.
I like it on my keychain.
Up 1% today, 1232. Gold will never be worth what?
Nothing.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Gold will never be worth nothing. Now, do you remember when they said that gold was going to be 5,000 an ounce and silver would be 2,000?
Right. And there'd be four people on the planet.
Didn't we have a gold expert that said that there was only enough gold in this world to fill like two Olympic sized swimming
something
pools
like
or something
that.
Like that?
Right. But it was really hard to swim through because it was so thick and so hot.
Because it was gold and stuff. And it was like hot. And you die.
That's why there were only four people left going.
That's
everybody else got in the pool.
If you want to buy a house in San Francisco, lucky for you, Russ. Some new real estate coming in the market.
There's five jokes I just skipped over right there.
Yeah, in the low thous. The low mills.
Yeah,
real estate in San Francisco Bay, very popular. There's a new development in Lake Merced's neighborhood. Felt the need to advertise townhomes on a billboard as million-dollar deals.
Hey.
Get it while the price is right. Here's what you get for a million-dollar townhome. Million-dollar townhome. What is this, Dubai? Mm-hmm. It's San Francisco. 1,500 square feet. The last time I lived in a 1,500 square feet house, I think I was going to San Diego State, and I had four roommates in Pacific Beach.
Well, you got the master.
And I got the master.
The cooler and the bomb.
Yeah. Right. 1,500 square feet.
Maybe not.
Three bedroom. Two bath townhome.
Yeah.
$1,012,000.
You could buy a new tent every week for the rest of your life and just live in the park for that kind of money.
Here's an idea. Mm-hmm. Why not throw that into an account with Kyle Harrington, with Harrington Capital Management? Mm-hmm. He can't say this, but I can. He'll throw back 8% a year because he could do that with his eyes closed. That's 80 grand.
80 grand. It's living money.
Divided by 12 months. You could spend $6,600 a month on rent.
Welcome to New Mexico.
Right.
Got a view of the.
Now you have no retirement, but I'm just saying the million you're going to spend on the house.
Right.
is throwing off. Okay, let's just say this. Forget that. Let's say Kyle has a bad year.
Yeah.
Right? And and he's doing.
So it's really make believe.
He's making 6%. So $60,000.
He's just over there getting thrown around like a rag doll.
That's still
now.
$5,000 a month. Kyle, would you ever consider telling somebody to do that? By instead of they already had an investment nest egg.
Yes.
Okay. So they had an investment nest egg,
mm-hmm.
and they had $1 million to buy a house. So they could be house payment free forever, mm-hmm. not tax free forever, because of property taxes. Not maintenance free forever. Okay. Mm-hmm. However,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't you think it would be better to give you the $1 million and let you invest it and let them live off some of the ditch?
It's a good.
Isn't that you should talk about that?
It's
one
a very,
time.
Very.
I know I threw
good,
a fastball at you.
No, it's a very good point. Look, I'm a real estate guy. I believe in owning real estate. However, if you look at, for example, the last 8 years of real estate, you could have easily bought a home in any one of these beautiful coastal areas. Let's take, for example, Del Mar, Solana Beach, La Jolla.
Okay, in those places.
And you are
so for the
flat
rest of,
at best.
So for the rest of the country, okay, this would be Park West in New York City. Miami Beach, for example, Austin, Texas, in the, in the nicest parts of that town, Lakeshore Drive in Chicago. I mean, we are in all those cities. These are the nicest of the nicest areas, and they're all flat, huh? Flat to
flat to down in a lot of those areas you just highlighted. If you look from, you know, 8 years back, now the benefit you had. Was hopefully if you had children, they were in the school system, because your tax dollars will go towards that.
Mm-hmm.
You had the benefit of a very low interest rate if you were able to finance at, you know, a reasonable credit rating. So you're borrowing at, say, 3-5%, which is, if you look historically, in, say, for example, Jimmy Carter when he was in office, 17%, 30-year.
I'm never going to own a house. Mm-hmm.
You think about it. How could anyone own a home in these areas at that interest rate? So you're taking advantage of the interest rate. You're also writing off the interest. So your question is, Sully, is basically, do I do that? Today, or do I rent and invest that money? I think it could, if you can, you do a combination of both.
Really?
I think so, from a diversification.
Like buy a smaller house.
Correct. I think you go.
Buy a $500,000 house.
That's correct.
Invest the other $500,000.
There you go. That's
what. And let it.
Yeah, this way you're diversified.
Or buy the $1 million home, put half down. And your monthly payment is relatively inexpensive at that point.
But you know, you bring up a really interesting point. These are things that, you know, we handle for people and that we meet with people with to go through their overall finances. And I think it's a dialogue.
I just got fired as a client. Yeah.
No, I think it's a narrative that needs to be talked about. A lot of people just don't visit that narrative a lot because it's kind of a it's not the most fun, let's say. It's better hanging out with rusty nails.
Thank you very much. I was talking to a downsizing.
No, that's what's better.
Huh? Much more fun. So, or you could buy a house for $5 million and put $5 million in the market like Rusty does.
Yes, exactly.
That's,
right.
You know,
or can I ask you this? Here's another one.
Yes.
And this is for you because you love talking about taxes and such.
Okay? I do.
And government. Okay.
Oof.
You realize that if you're making more than $350,000 a year, you're a fool to be interest rate sensitive. You're a fool to pay 4% interest.
You'd rather
on your
home. Pay 6 or
You'd
seven.
Rather pay 10.
Right.
I'd rather pay 10% interest on a home. Okay? Think about it. People are going, what?
Because I'm in the big bracket. Right? The 350 plus.
Or, Kyle Harrington, would you rather give it to the government? Because think about this. Because if you're going to, so if you pay less interest, you have less of an interest deduction, you're going to be paying more taxes. Versus, you're going to pay it anyway. Would you rather pay it to the government or would you rather pay it to the bank?
Well, I would conclude that giving the money to the government will be misused. Let's just leave it
at that. I'd rather get a mortgage out with you know, dare I say, B of A or Wells Fargo, but buy stock in those companies because I'm giving them my money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Notice Warren Buffett's one of his biggest holdings
is
Wells Fargo.
Right. Exactly.
There's
right.
a reason for that.
That's exactly right. So what I'm saying though is if you think in terms of you know, people are so interest rate sensitive. But and look at, I'm not in that category, but if you're in that high ditch category, don't be shopping for 4% loans. Shop for hard money loans because you can write off up to $1 million. You can write off your interest up to $1 million.
That's right.
Okay, on a mortgage.
That's sizable.
Get a $1 million mortgage and get a big old huge freaking interest rate payment.
okay, and pay it to the interest. And guess what? You get to deduct it. You don't pay as much of your taxes.
And you get a bitchin' house to live in.
But then, oh my gosh, my monthly payment's going to be higher. Well, you're paying it anyway. Right.
You're going to be paying it to Uncle Sam anyway.
See, isn't that interesting?
So what do you do, Russ, in your case? Because you're in that bracket.
I try to move around a lot, you know. Keep
diversify,
two bags and a nice, I got to go, kind of, yeah. I talked to a couple, though, that were nice house. They want to downsize. They can't get the money they want for the house. And it was suggested that they rent it out and go find a smaller place, live there till they find where they want to move or live, and then sell the house and then get into it. So
another thing that people have really gotten into, especially in the southern coast here, is this vacation rental area, right? So in other words, they have a home, they own it, they rent it out like you highlighted, right? They downsize, they go move, and they rent.
Yeah.
They rent out their house rather than on a monthly recurring basis with a fixed rent. They rent it on a vacation rental basis.
Yeah, summer. It's
I want to be in that business where you rent homes you don't even own. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. That's called a real estate agent.
Hey.
My bad.
Get your license.
Kyle, before we get out of here, you got 45 seconds.
Yes.
Is this minimum wage thing going to hurt the stock market? Because it's already.
I think it clicked in today. For one, I think it will. It'll be something that needs to be digested because remember, it doesn't happen until 2022.
But still, it's happening.
But I think it's another sign of Jerry Brown, for example, in this state, and in New York, which are the two I think coastal liberal states that are don't really understand what signing the front of a paycheck really
means. That's exactly right. There he is, Carl Harrington. Harrington Capital Management, hc-mgmt.com. We're going to change that. I'm telling you right now. I'm going to tweet that out, though, so people can. I think what we're going to do is contest on renaming Kyle's website.
Wow, great idea.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like huge.
All right, I'm all for it.
That'll be huge.
All right, coming up, we got some news for you. The Wayne Allen Root, the conscience of a libertarian, the ultimate Obama survival guide. Obama Nation is another one of his books. He'll be joining us, as well as, what's his, The Power of What?
Power of
Purell?
What is Purell? It is.
Thank you. Coming up. Big day show. Stand by.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-327-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
They voted Ben Bernanke sexiest Fed chairman ever.
Cool.
It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, Big Biz Show. Still sweating when you eat. Every time you eat, you sweat. And you're pretty
well, first of all, it's hot in here.
It is hot.
By the way.
Great to have you along. We're going to have Wayne Allen Root coming on with us in just a few minutes.
One of the best.
He really is.
Save my hide.
Now, would you ever consider doing what I just discussed? If you were making big loads of money, it's just against everything you think about to make a higher monthly payment, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
But the problem is you're doing it anyway.
Well, once someone turns that light off, you can screw the government. It's like, where do I sign?
Yeah, where I'll pay 10 grand a month for a mortgage. Because if you think about what you pay in taxes at the end of the year,
yeah,
you know, I mean, you're ending up paying the same amount of money. It's in fact, there is a real estate expert that we'll have on the air here shortly that talks about that, because it is a very difficult discussion to have with people.
Yeah.
Saying, wait, you're telling me that I don't want a low monthly payment and I want a higher interest rate. Yes. You want to, because if you're making more than $350 a year,
it
makes way more sense to pay the interest rate, takes the tax deduction, you give less money to the government, and you're out actually less money at the end of the year. Versus paying a very low mortgage payment, not getting to take the tax deduction, and then paying a higher interest tax rate because your adjusted gross income is high.
You just made more money.
Exactly right.
New category.
You're like, what? You can't do that unless you're living like Mitt Romney and Rusty Nail. So that's
right.
That's how
Thank you.
Works.
Living high.
Couple of things. I don't know. Wall Street, you know, we've had this discussion about the Bureau of Labor Statistics and about how we don't believe the unemployment number.
Yeah, well, fun with numbers. Yeah. That's another.
It was 250,000 jobs created out of thin air in March. Donald Trump, who we will be talking about with Wayne Allen Root in a moment, and Bernie Sanders have said reportedly that America's unemployment rate is higher than 5%. Even Bernie Sanders, the socialist.
Right.
Now, Wall Street Bank agrees to him. They say it's more like 10%.
Okay, now we're
10%.
Good. Yeah.
Bank of America, Merrill Lynch said in research today that over 14 million people want a job and can't get one. By the Obama administration's count, only 8 million. That's the administration. But yeah, so it means the labor market's not yet at full employment. And that justifies a very slow and very cautious Fed Reserve. So, you know, maybe the Fed knows something we don't.
You think?
But you can't, you know, the problem is I don't worry about the uninformed voter. I worry about the uninformed non-voter that is now going to start voting.
Uh-huh.
That's basically buying all the headlines.
Because their friends are going to the rally anyway.
Yeah, right.
Well.
So. So it's interesting. Also, in other interesting news, and this is what I will tell you. We're trying to be political on this show. I can't help it sometimes. Do you know the problem with the economy is we don't manufacture anything here. Ford plants, new Ford plant in Mexico. Ford Tough, Ford Truck.
Yeah.
American car company just created 3,800 jobs, 2,800 jobs in Mexico.
Wouldn't that be great to have one of those jobs? You could probably live pretty high in the hog if you had a...
That's exactly right.
Man.
Move down there?
Move down to Mexico.
Yeah, why not? Why not move down to Mexico?
I'm thinking it might be, empty.
Yeah. Well, think about this, though. Think about it for a moment. I mean, if you think in terms of...
Switch countries for a couple years.
Yeah, well, you can't do that for a couple years, but think about how much you could... I mean, I had someone send me a meme that said... Uh-huh. Think socialism doesn't work? This is Detroit, and it showed a very dilapidated, and this is Sweden. So I went online. I also got another picture of Sweden that looked like the back of a, cow's rear end.
Right, right.
And said, "Oh, by the way, you have 55% income tax in Sweden." Okay, feel me now, Bernie.
So 55%.
55% income tax.
Imagine that.
For every dollar you make, you get to keep 45 cents. I like that. But don't tell me everything's paid for you.
But education's free.
No, it's not. You just paid for it.
But hospital's free.
You just paid for that, too.
Lunch is free.
Chewable coffee now on sale. Not sure if you heard this or not. Yes, chewable coffee. Are you a coffee drinker?
Chewer?
Are you a coffee? Do you drink coffee?
I'll chew some coffee.
There's a coffee place right down the street from me called Lofty Coffee.
Oh. Whew. I'll chew the coffee beans.
Chew the chunks out of a coffee.
Chocolate-covered coffee beans are kind of tasty.
Drinking coffee so 2015. No, isn't like chai tea or something now?
Yeah, it is a weird tea.
Everyone cool is getting into the eating their coffee fad. A company called Nutribox.
Here we go.
Started selling a product called Go Cubes, which are little gummy cubes of chewable coffee. That cuckoo nutty cocoa snack from the King of Snacks.
Go Cube.
Go Cube. Each one has 50 milligrams of caffeine and 2 lines of cocaine.
That's good. I wonder.
No, 50 milligrams of caffeine, so eating two of them will give you the same amount of caffeine as a regular cup of coffee. You get 5 or 6 to equal a cup of Starbucks, but whatever.
But if you drop your gum in your lap, you don't burn.
You don't burn yourself. Your go-chew.
Hey, I wonder if that gives you a healthy liver.
Oh yeah, because the quicker liver picker upper is now coffee. Apparently,
coffee fix your liver.
That's what they say. The interesting part of that whole story is that now Starbucks is talking about making chewable coffee. So not like, they sell the crap at the counter.
Yeah.
They used to sell the chocolate covered espresso beans. I never understood.
Those weren't bad.
You're going to put people in the hospital.
Right.
Because you're giving them coffee and now you're going to give them the go chew at the same time.
Yeah.
Nails file.
Here we go.
I'm not sure what percentage of people actually are funny. Russ is very funny. I laugh my ass off at Russ every day. Not because he's funny, but it's like, look at Russ. But I guarantee it's less than the percentage of people who think they're funny. Now, you know this, right?
Yes. Oh, if you're a waiter or a wait person, people try to be funny to somebody. You know what I mean? If you're at a table...
I'm Russ Stallback. I'll be taking care of you tonight.
Well, no. Not they're trying to be funny. The customer tries to kind of pull one off on the, I'd like some, cackleberries and rack them. What? What are you saying? Oh, that's eggs and scrambled, and they try to be all cute with them.
Oh, I see. I like the cheese. I hate the cheese ball. Have you?
Cheese ball waiter.
Okay, or even worse than that?
You were a cheese ball waiter.
I was not cheese ball.
But you had to dress up like Wonder Woman or something.
I didn't. That was a whole different thing, and it had nothing to do with.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
It's a different time
of my
life.
It just all blurs in my old age.
Cool. Get the cold porter out. It's going to be a cold porter eve.
There she is.
Can I just tell you?
What?
Okay. What were we talking about? Coffee?
Coffee and you in a Wonder Woman costume.
No. I had something, and you've lost my train of thought.
That's okay.
It was really good. It was really important.
Coffee will hurt your thing. You chew the bean and drink and you talk.
No, nothing like that.
Story.
All right, so 75% of people think they're funny.
Oh, that's the funny part.
Don't fact check.
Oh, no, it was the waiter that comes up and says, hey.
Cheese
ball. You
know what I can't stand?
We're back.
I can't stand the barista that it lives to say, half caffeine, decaf for Rusty. Liberal, nice choice, everybody.
God.
Fantastic choice, Rusty. See you next week, pal. I hate that. I will know. I don't go to Starbucks because of that anymore. And they sponsor the show.
Same category as the TSA agent.
Have all items of 3 ounces or less in your...
Oh, I'm going to stick them in your nose.
They just want to be able to scream something out.
And all the other TSA agents are going, I think, do you have a break? I have a break. Do you have a break? That's all they keep saying. You have a break? I'm a break. I'm going
75% of people say they're funny. We'll tell you about that story coming back. And we have Wayne Allen Root from the Concept of Libertarian coming up. It is the Big Biz Show, bigbizshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at Big Biz Radio and at Sully on the Air and at Live High Live. Stand by.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
The Big Biz Show and our affiliates, our hosts, are not registered investment advisors or broker-dealers. Our show hosts make no commitment that the purchase of securities of companies profiled or otherwise mentioned in our programming are suitable or advisable for any person, or that an investment in such securities will be profitable in general. Given the nature of the companies profiled and the lack of an active trading market for their securities, investing in such securities is highly speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We profile publicly traded and privately held companies on our program. We also do segments like Small Caps or People Too, Put That in Your Man Purse, and Buy, Sell, or Hold. The Big Biz Show has entered into agreements to provide exposure for most of these companies, and those companies agree to compensate us either in free trading shares, restricted stock, or cash. To avoid all potential conflicts of interest, we do not sell shares into the open market during any company interview or any period thereafter in which the value of those shares might be impacted by our agreement. This means as we release new information about a particular company, either during our broadcast, on our website, or otherwise authored by us, you can be confident that we are not selling shares at the same time. Specific questions on compensation can be obtained by going to BigBizShow.com, Small Caps or People 2 segment, or contacting BigBizRadio at Yahoo.com. Listeners should verify all claims and do their own due diligence before investing in any securities mentioned on this program. Investing in securities is speculative and carries a high degree of risk. We encourage our listeners to invest carefully and read the investor information available on the websites of the Securities and Exchange Commission at SEC.gov. The Jeff Television Studios in sunny San Diego, California. Big Biz Show's on the air. Good to have you along today. We're brought to you by Prudential. Let Prudential be your.
Whoa! Rock!
For retirement. Also brought to you by Bayer Advance. Better science, better results.
Better believe it.
Starbucks Coffee is a sponsor. Bloomin' Brands, their fine family of restaurants, Outback Steakhouse, Roy's Restaurant, Carrabba's Italian Grill, Cheeseburger in Paradise. 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 How about Origin Clear, Breakthrough Water Cleanup Technology? I'm sorry, I forgot.
Ooh, wait.
Go back. Go Tax Defense Part.
There they I are. Forgot. Especially now.
I don't know why I spaced
this month, because it's the month. Yeah. We got till the 18th, baby.
We get Michael Rosbrook on this talking about that
this year. Don't forget.
Tax Audit Defense, and of course, United Cannabis Corporation, Origin Clear, and Price Patrol. Good thing you're Price Patrol.
Switch your workout over.
Sorry, guys. Oh, who does that? Is that Chris or is that Curtis? Sorry, Chris. I don't feel that bad. Chris is Chris is bulletproof and stuff.
Go back to Act Now real quick.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah. So let me get back to my story real quick, and I'll get to Wayne.
Oh, okay. It's about the waiter?
No, it's about people thinking they're funny.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't like that guy who's the, you know, the barista on stage.
Yeah.
If you're a barista and you're watching this program or listening, stop that. Stop it.
They don't
Russ.
Hear. Yeah. They don't
That's
hear
it. That's it. Rusty.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do. I don't need anything else. I don't need to hear what the guy had to order. The fact that you went, hey, that's a fantastic drink, buddy.
Yeah. Or you can give a name that's embarrassing to shout out.
Yeah. I'm a douche. Okay, hold on a second. So a new survey found 75% of people think they're funny. Three out of every four people, which seems way too high.
Everybody thinks everybody is funny. I mean, everybody has a sense of humor, but then again, we have a sense of smell, we have a sense of taste, we have a sense of, you know, all the senses.
Sarcastic and self-deprecating people are the least likely to have a lot of close friends. Imagine that.
People who like practical jokes and, quote, bathroom humor are the most likely, unlikely to have any friends.
Yeah.
You like practical jokes? Do you really?
I hate that.
It's just so easy.
April 1st was just like, so really? Bad.
Well, give me one. Give me one.
I had a restaurant, and this girl I was with said, "Hey, a bug just came out of your salad." So the guy next to us, and he's like, "What?" He freaked, pushed the salad away. She goes, "No, April Fool's." He goes, "Well, that's still not cool. You can't say that." And he starts yelling at her. I'm like, or she texts people, all her friends, "I lost my phone. Can you call me?"
See, look, Curtis. Curtis is like, "What?"
I know it. I know it's stupid.
Our dog had puppies.
Really?
April Fool's.
What the...
listen to those guys in there. They're like, oh, Ross is slaying it today.
Hey, I hate all those.
It's like, I mean, jeez.
Like,
what is not funny...
Oh, go ahead.
What is not funny is what has happened in the minimum wage category here in the state of California. Now, I realize that they're a national radio show, an international radio show in some ways, and as well as a national TV show. But here in California, Governor Jerry Brown did the unthinkable, and the unthinkable was to increase minimum wage to a ridiculous amount. And as I've always said...
But he's also done it the way you're not supposed to remove a Band-Aid slowly.
Yeah, exactly. So for me, I have a problem with a couple of things. Number one, you don't get perspective unless you sign the front of a paycheck. So you really couldn't possibly understand what this is going to do to a lot of small business. Here to talk about that and a lot more, I like Wayne's new blog. If I want to get to Wayne's new blog as fast as I can.
Yeah.
Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen Root, of course, the author of so many books that you see right up here on our screen. The Murderer of the Middle Class, The Ultimate Obama Survival Guide, The Concept of a Libertarian, The Power of Relentless, Homeschool to Harvard. Wayne, good to talk to you, pal. How are you?
Hey, good. Hey, Russ. Hey, Sully. How are you both?
Look
good.
At that. You look great, man. You look fantastic. Today, I'm glad to see your face, man. I like to see your face.
The only thing I don't like is that you guys were having so much fun, and I was enjoying it, and I was laughing.
And now you got to go to work.
And then you say, now it's time to get serious for Wayne Allen Root.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. I'm sorry.
Straighten up.
Do I want to have some fun, too?
You can have fun. So you live in the state of Nevada. Do you know offhand, and I know I'm throwing a fastball at you here, do you know offhand what your minimum wage is there, and have they recently tried to increase it?
A lot less than California. Wow. I know that. That's why all your businesses are coming to us. And I think we want to say thank you to you.
Yeah.
For the $15 minimum wage, because I think everyone's going to come in an exodus to us now. You can't stay in business in California anymore at $15 minimum wage.
No.
It's impossible.
Watch it go.
You know, you said something so cool. So cool, Sully. You said you can't possibly understand this unless you put your signature on the front of a check.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, forget about the minimum wage for a minute. Just with the cost of health insurance, medical expenses, the deductibles, the caps, the pharmaceuticals that you have to pay now on all your prescriptions, with the cost of energy because of green energy, and with the taxes and with the regulations, it isn't even possible to run a business anymore. It is impossible to stay in business anymore. It doesn't make sense. The risk-reward ratio isn't there. Why anyone would want to ever start up a business in this atmosphere. Now add in $15 minimum wage. You need millions of dollars to start a small business. This has become impossible. They've ruined capitalism and business and middle-class jobs in this country. This is the murder of the middle class.
It is. So I was looking at your book today. In fact, I was looking through your book today, and this is exactly what you sort of predicted. I think that book was written 3 years ago, wasn't it, Wayne?
Yeah, 3 years ago, and I'll tell you what's the perfect example, Exhibit A, of the murder of the middle class is how the government conspired to destroy the fantasy sports business and the fantasy football business.
Yeah.
That business, in the middle of this terrible economy, was making billions of dollars because guys in this country, there's almost no women participating, it's all guys, it's mostly college-educated guys, and they were spending money hand over foot to basically place a wager on their own common sense and their own analysis of football games and football players and basketball games and basketball players. And so fantasy sports was going, you know, box office bingo, doing fantastic.
Yeah.
Government comes along and they basically ban it or put it mostly out of business. They kill all the little guys. And here was my prediction. I said this in the media at the time it happened last fall. I said, what they're going to do is they're never going to ban it. You can't ban it. There's free speech in this country. It's not illegal and it's not gambling. But what they're going to do is they're going to make it so expensive that only the absolute richest billion-dollar companies and casinos can, you know, Vegas Strip casinos and billion-dollar publicly traded companies can participate. And that's exactly what happened. I just saw in the paper yesterday, I think in the Wall Street Journal, every state is now putting an annual fee of $50,000 to $500,000 per state in order to accept, basically you might call it wagers, but whatever it is, to accept money right. from people who play fantasy sports now. So when you add up 50 states at $50,000 to $500,000 each, you got to come up with $5 million a year in fees to the government yeah. before you've ever paid taxes just to be in business. That means the only people who can be in business are like Sheldon Adelson, Steve Wynn, and the biggest banks and the biggest stock brokerages and ESPN itself. That's it.
Here's my question, though.
It's all shut out.
Here's my question, though. You are there sometimes, Wayne. I'm not kidding. I know you're on TV a lot. I know that you're on radio a lot. But sometimes you're in the room with those guys. I mean, you are. You're an ex-vice presidential candidate, and I know that you have spoken at several Trump rallies. You've opened up for Donald Trump, so to speak. You've spent some time with him. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what do they say, because you know Wayne's not demure. You know Wayne's going to say something. I want to know what they say when Wayne says what he just said to us. Like, you're killing our business. Is there a standard response? We're going to talk
some
more with Wayne Allen Root. Yeah, Wayne Allen Root. RootForAmerica.com is his website, and he is the original soul man. Yeah, you're right. You don't get perspective until you sign the front of a paycheck. And here's another one for you, Wayne. When you raise minimum wage, you're forcing businesses to raise their prices. So now the people making minimum wage are paying more. So that's like cutting off the top of the blanket and sewing it on the bottom of the blanket. Take that one with you. I want to hear all the stuff he says like on the big networks. Say bye. Or Wayne Allen Root coming back in a second.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
They wanted to win a medal in curling until they found out it had nothing to do with lifting beers. It's Sully and Russ on the Big Biz Show.
Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. Great to have you along today. I'm Sully. That's Russ T. Nails. You can follow us on Twitter at BigBizShow.com or at Sully on the Air or at Russ T. Nails.
Yeah, yeah. That might work.
I'm not going to give yours out of it. You don't even care. Wayne Allen Root has a Twitter handle. I follow his Twitter. Wayne, throw your Twitter handle out there for the rest of the country.
I know it. I know what it is. I have 100,000 followers, but I think it's just Wayne Root. It is Wayne Root.
That's exactly what it is. See? So here's what I want to know. So Wayne, you are out there rubbing elbows with some of these very powerful people in Washington, sometimes on your speaking engagements, sometimes because you're asked to be there for your advice. Oftentimes, for example, in the Trump campaign, you've been there to speak prior to Donald Trump speaking. So do you ever get to put your finger in their chest and say, what are you thinking? And if so, what do they say to you? Have you ever gotten a decent response back from something like that?
Yeah, you know, since I became Mr. Donald Trump supporter and defender and the number one guy in the media defending Donald, I was on Fox News 4 times in 10 days, mm-hmm. in the last 10 days. Since that happened, I don't get invited to parties like that. You know, they don't want to talk to me anymore. Their interests are the only thing they care about. They don't care about the American people. And as far as the left, that's the right. The right only cares about corporations, and the left, well, you know, they only care about communism. Look at the comments by Barack Obama while he was doing his tango in Argentina, yeah, while people were dying in Europe in terrorist attacks. He gave a speech to a bunch of Argentinian kids, and he actually said the following sentence. There's no big deal. Stop worrying about it. There's no difference between communism and capitalism. Just take what works a little bit from here, a little bit from there, and don't worry about it. Hey, folks, last I checked at Wikipedia, and I looked after he made his comments, 94 million people have been murdered in the name of communism in the last century. Huh. 94 million. No one's ever been murdered in the name of capitalism, yeah. at least not on purpose,
yeah, right.
by the government. So, you know, there's a very big difference between communism and capitalism, and yet the president of the United States, the man sitting in the White House who controls our economy and commands our armed forces, actually said in his mind, in his, I think, mentally ill mind, there's no difference between a cult that killed 94 million people and put the rest of them in misery, and capitalism, the greatest system in the history of the world that's catapulted more people out of poverty yeah. than any system in history. He's a sick man. I don't know what else to say.
Right.
So what is going to be what's going to happen next with the GOP between, I mean, it seems to be Ted Cruz and Donald Trump.
Really not. I got news for you.
Tell me who it is.
Misnomer. It's Donald Trump. Or it's going to be someone who isn't even running. It's going
nope.
to be. It's either Donald Trump wins the nomination and gets the 1237. That's how many delegates you need for Cleveland this July at the convention. Or it's going to be an open convention where Donald Trump could still win it at the open convention. But Ted Cruz doesn't realize this. He's delusional. He has zero chance. He can't get the 1237. He's a no man's land. Can't get the 1237. Hmm. Can never qualify via delegates. And then once he gets to the convention, they will never allow him in an open convention to win. The establishment hates both Trump and Cruz. So Cruz is just delusional. He's got zero chance. His only shot would have been to become Donald Trump's vice president. Together, they would have controlled 80% of the delegates. That was the way to go. That was the way to play the reality game show known as the GOP presidential nomination. That's how you survive on Survivor Island. The two of them should have combined together. And instead, Cruz went on his own and maligned and denigrated Trump and blew his only chance to be VP. And now he's got nothing because he's never going to make it if it's an open convention. Then they're going to try and stuff through a Paul Ryan or a Mitt Romney. Maybe there's some chance they'll bring back a Marco Rubio from the dead, a Kasich from the dead. But it's never going to be Ted Cruz. And that's where Cruz made a giant mistake. He should have teamed up with Trump. That was his only chance.
But speaking of which, is the smart play to have Donald Trump pick up like Condoleezza Rice as a vice presidential running mate?
Funny that you said that. I just was at a lunch with two very important political people in the conservative movement. And they said, you know Donald better than anybody we know in the whole world. You're the closest thing to Donald. Who will be his VP, Wayne? What do you hear?
Did you say that?
I don't really hear anything. But I think you've got to reach out now to women.
Yeah.
Forget about minorities. You got to reach out to them, too.
Right. Oh,
you
boy.
Really need to reach out to women.
Yeah.
And I said, maybe Condoleezza Rice.
Wow.
It's funny. Great minds think alike.
Wayne's rubbing off on me.
Uh-huh.
That's what's happening. So is that a possibility, though, Wayne? I mean, do you think
it's a possibility? Sure. I think anything. Nothing is off the table. Anything is a possibility, except the people that have tried their best to destroy Donald. I don't think the establishment is going to get someone on the ticket. I don't think that at this point, unfortunately, Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio could be on the ticket because they made enemies with Donald. So, you know, I don't think Donald forgets that easily. And so probably they don't get on there. I think there's some chance that a John Kasich, even though I don't agree with his politics, a little too liberal for me, he could wind up on the ticket. Because one thing I'll say about John Kasich, he is the most popular man in Ohio. They really love him in mm-hmm. Ohio.
That's sure. important.
And you can't win the presidency if you're a Republican without Ohio. Everything starts and ends with Ohio and Florida. And Donald Trump is a resident of Florida half the year. He's beloved in Florida. He just beat Marco Rubio 2-1 in Florida. He's got Florida. He's got to get Ohio. Maybe by naming Kasich, if Kasich would do it, and if Donald would do it, maybe that's the way to go. It's the only other thing I could think of.
You know, what's interesting also is I just have to mention this. I wanted to get your opinion on this. A couple of weeks back, you saw Chris Christie trying to look very vice presidential behind Donald Trump.
That's right.
Did you catch any of that, Wayne?
I caught all of it. I don't think that's possible.
I don't think so either.
It's not because I don't like Chris. Chris is a great guy. But I don't think you can have two bombastic, big-mouth, offensive New Yorkers on the same ticket, or at least one from New York, one from New Jersey.
Right.
I just don't think that works. That's almost like, you know, the Sopranos ticket. I just don't think it's going to work, you know? Hey, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're talking to me? No.
You're
talking to me ticket.
That's a tough one. Wayne, thank you so much. By the way, before we let you out of here, can we talk real fast about The Power of Relentless? Because we haven't talked about your new book for a long time.
Yeah, The Power of Relentless just came out in Japan. My first ever book in another language. So it came out in Japanese. Thank you.
So now you have a book that you can't even read. Let's face that.
By the way, the title is The Indomitable Art of Success. They changed the title in Japan because there is no word in Japanese for relentless. So it's The Indomitable Art of Success, and it's at available at Japanese Amazon. They've got a Japanese.
Fantastic. Amazon.
Or it could be pronounced Lee Rentley.
No, don't.
No,
don't,
I didn't. Well, I just did a little joke there.
No, not.
The power of.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thank
oh, my goodness. Don't. No. No. There. That's the book, The Power Relentless, Wayne Allen wrote.
And where did this get published?
In Japan, okay. As well as several other countries. You get Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, all major booksellers. It's also an audiobook because I've listened to it before. Thank you for that. Christiana is our director. Curtis Madovich, our assistant director. David Commentary is our producer. Michael Darcy, runner from lunch. What's the other dude's name? The other dude. Murphy.
Ah, for sure.
Murphy's our cabana boy for the rest of the day. It is the Big Biz Show, BigBizShow.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Sully on the Air for Rusty Nails, whose website's RustIsFunny.com because...
RustIsFunny.com.
See you tomorrow.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.